Well, I always have a smile on my face when our next guest pops in, and it's a particularly special day today, too. Evelyn Cheatham is here, the founder, the director, the chief cook and bottle washer of Worth Our Weight. Good morning, Evelyn.
Good morning.
I'm surprised you got the get up and go this morning after the big day that you had yesterday.
I'm dragging just a little bit.
It was the final Sunday brunch for the Worth Our Weight program, yeah. The WOW Cafe. After how many years?
I think it's 13 years.
13 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was there early yesterday morning, straight off the bat. But I imagine that there were many other folks that showed up through the course of the day.
Oh, it was wonderful. A lot of people came. I think we had about 125, 130 people come in yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, and that hasn't happened all year.
Yeah.
Wish it had, but it hasn't.
Sure, you wish it happened every Sunday, right?
Yeah.
But I think most people knew that it was going to be the final Sunday brunch for WOW.
That's
and,
right.
And for people just tuning in, Evelyn, talk for a minute about why WOW is shutting down.
Well, you know, it's twofold. The fires really impacted us as they did many businesses, and we're just a tiny business, so we couldn't really recover from it. We just had a horrible year financially.
Yeah.
People just didn't come to brunch, and I kept thinking, well, it'll get better, it'll get better, it'll get better. It did in ones and twos, but we needed a little bit more than that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then the other side of it is that the kids aren't coming. The kids are not as interested in doing this as they were in the past few years.
And that's interesting to me because, you know, I know there's not probably an actual count of the number of kids who've gone through your culinary program
right.
over the years.
Right.
But I know it's been dozens and dozens and dozens.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. We've got kids placed all over the country now.
So where'd they go? What happened to those kids?
The ones that made it through?
No, I mean the ones the next generation incoming. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't want to work. There's a lot of young people out there that really don't want to work.
They think they can maybe learn something else or make easier money.
Yes. That's what we get a lot of. Yeah.
Is pretty tough.
It's hard work.
Yeah.
It's hard work.
So a combination of those two things, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. But I've always glorified hard work. I like being a working person, and I always thought that other people did too, but
Everybody does? What? What? Yeah, I think that's probably true. But what an amazing success. And you know, I know that you've been feeling the love, particularly in the last few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
But I imagine yesterday was particularly probably joyful and very tough.
It was tough because so many people wanted to cry, and I said, no.
You kept putting it off.
Not going to shed the tears today. We're going to have a good brunch. We're going to enjoy each other. We're going to make this a party, and we're going to see each other again, maybe in another venue, maybe in a different kind of venue, but it's not over all the way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but are you trying to tell me that you went through the entire day, Evelyn, without shedding
not
a tear?
Not one tear.
Seriously?
Yeah, I worked hard on that, though.
I was going to say, what happened when you got home?
I went to sleep, actually.
The rest of us were crying. The rest of us were shedding tears.
Well, there's some sadness. That when something comes to an end, there is some sadness. But we've done such good work. We've had, kids came in yesterday. Kid came in yesterday. I call him a kid because they're kids. But, you know, he's in his 20s. And he said, well, you know, I want to thank you, Chef, for what you've done for me. And I said, and I looked at him real hard, and I know my kids, and I said, who are you? And he said, well, I'm Casey. And I said, you were Casey, the little 14-year-old that used to come here and work every... He's a grown-up now.
Yeah.
He's a grown-up now. I didn't even recognize him.
That's how long your program has been going on.
Yeah.
And with great success, and you know, it's been really a part of our community that we look to, and we go, these are some of the great works that are being done in our own neighborhood.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So I hope that you're very proud.
I am
of what you've been able to accomplish.
Well, I'm proud of those kids. I'm proud of those young people that have come through the program and learned a lot and moved on and gotten good jobs, and they're good. You know, and they have kids, and it's just wonderful.
And they're coming in that you don't recognize them.
Sometimes I don't.
And they're working in restaurants in New York City now.
That's right. That's
right. Yeah. It's an amazing story. I have to tell you, I looked as I drove into the parking lot yesterday morning, and I'm looking at the truck.
Oh, yeah, the food truck.
The food truck, which is up for sale, apparently. Yes. And I'm looking at it and I'm thinking to myself, you know, I've always wanted to do a food truck. Maybe now is the time to buy that trailer and do something in retirement. And then I was reminded, that's not retirement.
It's not.
No. Anything that has to do with the restaurant business is not, you know, is hard enough, right?
It's true. It's true. It's physical work.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would imagine that you've had some conversation with Guy Fieri over the last few weeks talking about this impending day.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been a big supporter for
Guy's
a long time.
Guy's been wonderful.
Yeah.
He's been wonderful. Many people have, but, you know, Guy's so vocal. You know, he's just a big guy.
In every way.
In every way.
Yeah.
And he's kind, and he's really kind, and he's generous with people. He's done some amazing things. He does things for the county that we don't know anything about.
Absolutely.
In big numbers.
Yeah.
And I just love that about him.
And one of the things that I don't know if a lot of people know about Guy, you know, he was a punk kid when I met him. And he said, I have this idea for a restaurant. Right. I said, you got to be kidding.
Right.
But you know, part of his generosity is not just in giving away things or giving away food, but it's his generosity of spirit. And I think that that's one of the things that attracted Guy to wow.
Oh, yeah.
Because of your generosity of spirit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Guy came to an event that we had at the probation department when I was working there. He came with several other chefs, and he said, keep me informed of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. And you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's good. It's good to have those kind of friends moving forward. How many people asked you, what's next, Evelyn, yesterday?
Everybody yesterday asked me. And I said, you know what's next is 3 days of sleep.
3 days of sleep.
Yeah.
Of sleep.
Of sleep.
And then a break, you were telling me.
Yeah, then I'm going to travel a little bit.
Yeah,
going to go see my daughter and have a bunch of fun with her and decide when I'm coming back home.
Well, I don't doubt. I mean, I wish you the best trip ever.
Thank you.
I think that's the, you know, I don't think you have trouble having fun wherever you go. But I have a feeling that that your next adventure is just the one we don't know about yet.
Me neither.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's a fun place to be for a short time.
Yeah. Yeah, not forever.
No.
Yeah, yeah, but for a short time, you're right. Leave things up in the air. Do you think your commitment to kids will remain?
Yeah,
and your commitment to food.
My commitment to kids and to food and to a decent place for homeless people to live.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nothing small about any of those. But you got to tackle it a little bit at a time.
You got it. Yeah.
Yeah. Which you have done. Well, we're proud to have you as part of the community and a continuing part of the community. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
This amazing success that you've had so far. And stay tuned because there will be another chapter in the Evelyn Cheatham story.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For being here, Evelyn.
Thank you.